Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol was detained in a massive law enforcement operation at the presidential compound in Seoul. The AP's Foster Klug has more.
In a video message recorded before his detention, Yoon said the rule of law has completely collapsed in South Korea. A series of black SUVs were later seen leaving the presidential compound with police escorts. Yoon says his declaration was a legitimate act of governance against an anti-state opposition majority. Officials are investigating whether Yoon's decision amounted to an attempted rebellion.
More of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominees will appear before Senate committees today. Secretary of State nominee Marco Rubio, Attorney General nominee Pam Bondi, and CIA Director nominee John Ratcliffe. Yesterday, Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth faced opposition from Democrats and support from Republicans.
It's time to give someone with dust on his boots the helm. A change agent.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.